after that introduction, I do not know where to hide. You'll be surprised that you may have asked the wrong person to talk on technology, because I'm a dinosaur, and whatever technology I can pass on to you is very little indeed. But the only difference is this: what little I know, I try to use it to the fullest, and the much that I do not know, well, let it be. And it is my prayer that you too will just make an attempt to learn whatever you can learn, the little that you can learn, and make the fullest use of it. There is no point. You know very much and you use very little. So this is what I would like to pass on to you. And before I start, I would like to find out from you, just to settle you down for this service. Now, I am 73 years old. How many of you are older than I? Please hands up. Thank you very much. You know why I ask you this question? Because it is not very often that I am among the youngest in a group. Very often, I go to Bible camps, I am the most senior, an old dinosaur. But it's nice to feel young again among you people. Now, with due respect, I'm not calling you dinosaurs, but I'm calling you my elderly brothers and sisters, and I respect all of you. So if I should make any mistake, because a young person always does, please forgive me. And I do trust that whatever I pass on to you, you will just take humbly as from somebody who is also learning. Okay, now with that, let me start off with technology and the elderly. I was surprised when Mr. Ang Swee Pei phoned me up to see whether I was available to speak on this topic. And why this topic? Perhaps he would have read it from my newsletter that I was supposed to speak, to write on this topic in the Asian Beacon. But in the end, I did not. I had somebody else did it. Right, let us begin. What is technology? Now, I'm taking this definition of technology from Internet, Wikipedia. Now, this is a dictionary in the Internet, and also an encyclopedia, and a very useful reference tool for you to find out about anything you want to find out. And it's free. So that is why we need to know something about computer technology, so that we can learn what we can find from there. Now, according to Wikipedia, technology is the usage and knowledge of tools, techniques, and crafts. So actually, every one of you is already using technology. Every one of you is familiar with technology. It's the knowledge of tools, techniques, and crafts, or a system of methods of organization. Now, Mr. Ang was referring to me just now as a teacher, and later on I was a lecturer in the Teachers Training College in Penang. I taught a subject known as, in Malay, System Pengajaran, in other words, Instructional Systems. Now, that comprises of two subjects. One is library science, and the other one is audiovisual education. I know nothing about library science. That will be taken by another lecturer. But I was a lecturer on audiovisual education. And both subjects had to do with systems. For example, library science had to deal with the systems of organizing books, and my audiovisual education had to deal with various systems of using audiovisual aids. And so, combine the two together, it's known as System Pengajaran, or Instructional Systems. And that's technology, alright? Or some of you would already have used technology. It's a material product such as clothing of these things. You know, just 1 or 2 days ago in the Star paper, I read about the new jeans, tight jeans, skin tight jeans that have come out, and ladies like to wear this because it clings on to your body and shows your body shape and body form very attractively. Now, what's the difference between the jean material and the common jean material? Well, the difference is this. According to what I've read, the normal jean material has a material that is 20% flexibility for it to shrink, to hug onto your body, or to expand. But this new material has 60% flexibility. So while it is skin tight, it is still very flexible and it moves around. So this is technology. That is technology. So you see, all of you are familiar with technology. You've been using technology already. Now, for example, the television. That is technology. Every one of you looks at watches the television practically every day. And some of you are even addicts to television. Well, that's technology. So I'm not sure why you asked me to come here. Because you're already using technology. In your kitchen, this is my kitchen. Sorry, it's a mess. But the fridge, the refrigerator itself, is technology. My fridge is a number of years old already, so there's old technology. Today, there's a new technology. I still remember the old fridge that I had. Every now and again, my wife was complaining, we have got to take out the ice cubes and so on, because the whole fridge would be all frozen, the ice. And I could clear it up and so on. But today, you don't have to do that. There's technology. So the fridge is technology. And if you look at this, I'm sure you know what this here is. Micro oven. I think every household uses a micro oven. Practically every day and most times of the day. Well, there is technology. And well, this one is the toaster. Where you toast your bread. It is our oven for toasting your chicken. That's technology too. Instead of using coal for that. And, oh yeah, that is a bread maker. I bought it for my wife because I like bread. So that is the way to make sure that you have bread, give her a birthday present, and then you have bread for life. So, well, and of course, many, many things. And if you happen to see all these things here, you will know the pills and the vitamins and all these other things. That is technology. So you see, you have been using technology all the time. So let's go back to Wikipedia. The word technology comes from the Greek technologia, technique, which means craft, and logia, which is actually knowledge or the study of something or the branch of knowledge of a discipline. The term can either be applied generally or to specific areas, for example, construction technology, medical technology, or state-of-the-art technology. So you find that technology is such a wide term. And when you ask me to speak on technology and the elderly, I don't know what to deal with. Because you yourself are already so familiar with technology. And so what is technology? Technology in our context, we have to be limited to the knowledge of how to use a common computer. I cannot be talking of technology per se, because it's so wide. So I'm going to restrict what I'm going to deal with this morning to the computer technology for our own personal benefit. Alright? Now, even computer technology is so wide, it's just impossible for me to cover it. But I will just share with you how I use computer technology for my service for the Lord and for my own personal satisfaction. So we shall therefore refer to this as CT, computer technology. Referring only to the computer. At this point of time, may I know how many of you have a personal computer at home? Now, it's your own, not your son's or your grandson's. Alright, your own. Please hands up. Thank you. We have the savvy people who know technology and who know computers. Please forgive me if I make mistakes. bear with me. All right? Perhaps you should be here, standing up to tell us about this, and I can learn from you. So, technology and the elderly. We start our study now. What does the topic mean? Is it this? What is this? I'm taking a comic strip from the Star, which appeared about a month or two ago. And I think it reflects our attitude. From Pickles. This is Grandpa. Many of you are grandpas and grandmas. And we had this in our mind. When I was young, it was my elders who knew all about how things worked and could explain it all to me. And I'm sure all of you have this same attitude. That, wait until I'm old, I can teach my children everything as I grow with my experience. I look forward to someday growing old and wise and being able to explain things to young folks. When I can get my children along and say, look, this is how you do this, this is how you do that. And I can show them how to do things. Not even my children, my grandchildren. I'm sure some of you, in growing up, in your growing up process, had this in mind. But what happened? As you grow older, you will be sitting, standing behind them, at the back of your children. And there you will be, instead of teaching your grandchildren, the grandchildren will be teaching you. And the grandchild will just say, pointing to the computer, and then all you do is click here to restart. Click here, click there. What is all this clicking, clicking? You get all confused. I still remember the time when I first wanted to learn something about computer. So I bought a computer. And it was agreed that when I bought a computer, the salesman would give me 8 courses how to use the computer. Now at that time, computer was very, very unfriendly. And so this salesman came along and he told me, when you see the aplomb, and you see the aplomb, you press this button. I was thinking myself, what is aplomb? Aplomb? Huh? I don't understand. You press this button and he pressed that button and then something happened. I couldn't understand what it was. What did he mean by aplomb? He was a Chinese educated salesman. So, and then he went on to explain further. I could not understand him. And I said to him, look here, please, I don't understand what you are trying to tell me. All the aplomb, I was associating it with the Penang famous aplomb. So, I was looking for aplomb there. But the computer, there was no aplomb. So, I was very frustrated. I said, look here, forget about the 8 classes you promised me. Give me all the computer books equivalent to the 8 classes and I shall be happy. And so, that's why. He was happy because he did not have to come to see me anymore. So he gave me the books very willingly, and so I took the books, and that's how I learned computer technology. Just by reading. I've never been to a computer class. I've never undergone a computer course. I've not done, nobody has ever sat beside me to teach me how to use a computer. But I just take a book, read it for myself. And that's all. And that was the hard time. When everything that you want a key in the computer to function, you must press 3 keys. Control, alternate, P. Control, alternate, D. And so on. Today, the computer is so friendly. The moment you put your cursor onto a key, a window will flash and it will tell you what to do, what it's all about. But at that time, I got to memorize all the 3 keys for one function. Well, that's how I learned, the hard way. And it is when you learn the hard way that you learn it as you go along. So, somehow it just didn't work out that way, said Grandpa, to teach the children. The children now are teaching us. Our grandchildren are much better than we are. I'm sure you all agree, okay? Well, technology and the elderly. Technology and the elderly by Lily Fu. Now, Lily Fu, I'm not sure, I've not seen it, but she was supposed to write an article on technology and the elderly in the Asian Beacon. Now, she has this to say, it's fun, it's informative, it's innovative, and seniors do not have to be left out. You know, sometimes we seniors, we we miss a lot by not knowing computer and by being afraid of the computer. We miss a lot. And as I go on, I hope to show you this. There is no escaping it, says Lily. The internet is here to stay. It has made significant inroads into almost every aspect of our lives, revolutionizing the way we live, work and play. And senior citizens need not miss out on the benefits of going online. So please do not be afraid of the computer. Computer is just a tool. Just like your microwave oven, just like your toaster, just like the clothes that you wear. It's all that only. So do not be afraid. The only thing is to step out, get hold of it. But the only thing you must remember is it must be hands-on. So get a computer. Get a computer and then from there you start. Don't be afraid. It will not eat you up. You just press, make a trial and error learning process and you will go on. Seniors are the fastest growing demographic group on the internet. In Malaysia, silverhead surfers form about only 7%. It's a real shame. It's a real shame. In Singapore, 49% of the seniors know computer technology. It's a great difference. Penetration of computer technology in Singapore is very high. But in Malaysia, people are still afraid. So those of you who are silverhead, or like me, no hair, come on, let's go, go in, don't be afraid anymore, alright? We leave the back hair alone, because they catch up very fast. Or perhaps, you may have this attitude, I'm already retired, no point learning about the internet. That is not so. And there you are, spending your time so lonely, just bored with things. You see, this is what I can do with computer technology. I can bring in pictures here, pictures there, appropriate pictures to illustrate to you all. And to bring to you the point by point what I want to pass on to you. And this is what you cannot do without computer. Just by plain talking, it will never be that impressive. This often sums up the attitude of many retirees. Some feel intimidated by technology. Such fears can easily be laid to rest. After a few lessons with hands-on practice, most seniors should be savvy enough to appreciate some of the uses of the internet. Today, I have no time to teach you how to use. But I'm going to motivate you to go back to realize that the computer is very important and it can be very useful as you grow older. Growing older in grace. That if you have the time, computer will definitely be of great help to you. So, let me give you some samples of simple and savvy senior Christians who start on computer technology when they are old. Let's take for instance, our past Prime Minister, at 86 years old, he came in with a blog. And just, I think he's just started it last year, and up to now, do you realize that his blog had already 28 million hits, meaning over 28 million people have visited his website. Can you imagine that? And that was from Mahathir, 86 years old. He must have learned technology, computer technology at 85. How many of you are older than 85? And if he can learn at 85, you can learn also. So there should be no problem. Our present Prime Minister, he went into a social media, the Facebook, and through that he had recruited a lot of fans and friends. So much so that you read recently, last month, he had a dinner with 300 fans, strangers he never met before, but he met in online. And then they came together for a meal. And that's how these politicians pass on their policies and so on. And so, you see, if you go to, you have a chance to watch a parliamentary session on TV, you find that practically every one of them now has a notebook in front. Because a notebook is necessary. And if you are a politician does not know anything about computer, he is down for trouble. And that's how Barisan fell a year ago, because they did not reckon with the new generation of computer-savvy people. More about that later on. Cabinet ministers and parliamentarians, they had to know computer technology. Now, our friends here, our friends, let me tell you this. Now, I see our brother, Mr. Chong Ping Cheng, at the back, and his wife. They know Dr. Lin Chang Chai very well in Malacca days. Dr. Lin Chang Chai, this is the same person I'm talking about. Huh? Now, Dr. Lin Chang Chai is 91 years old. If you go to his house, he will definitely give you some printed, beautiful, colored Bible text. He does it all himself. It is his ministry. Bible texts are printed on bookmarks, and then he gives them out free. Of course, it will cost him some money, because color printing is not that cheap. It's costing money. But as he grows old, 90 years already, the next 1-2 months, he will be 91. He cannot take the money with him. So why not use that money for a ministry? And at this age, he has used computer for the ministry of the Lord's work to the Lord's people. That's what he does. Look at his brother-in-law, Oh Boon Len. Oh Boon Len is already in his 80s. And you know what he does? He stays in Ipoh. He conducts a computer class for senior citizens at Ealing Gospel Hall. So over 80. And he has got problem with his eyesight. But he uses what he knows to teach the senior citizens. And I do hope perhaps some savvy person here, who just now quite a number have computers at home. But one who is more savvy will perhaps take the challenge. Start a computer class at SS, at Life Chapel, at Puchong. Start a computer class for the senior citizens. Teaching them only the basics, for them to enjoy themselves in a very personal way. No need to go into the complications of technology. No need. Just the very simple things. I'll show you how they can be used later on. So, this is one challenge to the seniors, where you can find your life very challenging. You have no need to feel bored, dear senior citizens. Come up with it, learn up something, and you don't have to go for a computer course as well. Just because you need to learn only the simple things, not the complications and complications of computer technology. Now, some of you would have known Mr. Daniel Jivaraj. Now, Ruth Jivaraj, his wife, took up computer emailing just last year. And today, she's enjoying the computer. Very simple only, she knows how to do emailing, mostly. But through the emailing, she comes to get into contact with her children. Her children stay in Australia, and her grandchildren. And through this computer technology, she has a web camera. And she can see the children, and the children can see her. Oh, it brings so much joy to her. And she can talk. Now, today, we will not talk over the phone, because it's quite costly. But through computer technology, they can use Skype. And when you use Skype, it's all free of charge. And so they can talk hour after hour. And she can talk with the children, Australia. And Mrs. Yap Kim Leng, some of you would have known Mr. Yap Kim Wan, his wife, also just took up technology in Penang. And she is now speaking to her children, her grandchildren in Saudi Arabia. And they are enjoying themselves. Now, this is something that we seniors sometimes, as we grow older, our children fly from the nest. And we are all left alone, husband and wife, and perhaps only one. May I know how many of you here in this gathering are staying only two at home by yourselves? Please put up your hand. See a number. Well, don't be ashamed. I myself included. I always stare at my wife, and my wife stares at me only at home. That's what we do. But I have my computer to work with, and she has taken up computer by herself, and she knows how to do emailing, and she knows how to read news and so on. And that, you know, makes her time very, very profitable. Those of you who are staying alone by yourselves, with our children having flown the nest, this is a good technology to take up. Just as you take up food technology, you learn how to cook and so on, so this is one that will be useful to you. Now, technology tools and the elderly. I feel that as we grow older, there are two basic tools that we need to have. One is the cell phone. Now, please don't go and get those complicated cell phones with all the various complicated facilities and functions and so on. Take a very simple one, very simple one. And especially for older people, take one with the font, the writing, big in character, not the small fonts, and one where the keys are big, so that when you press your finger, when your finger presses the buttons, the keys, then you press the right key and not two keys at one time. Get that kind of phone. It's only less than 100 ringgit. Very cheap, because the young ones who are advanced technology, they do not want them anymore. So they do not want to be picked up at cheap price. So, now, I feel that we older people should be should have at least this phone with us. At one time, I was very against it. I said, you want to show off only. You want to have your phone there everywhere you go. Now I realize it's very, very important to communicate with family members and friends anywhere, all times. So that even now, I'm overhearing. I can speak to my sister-in-law who helps take care of my home when it's empty, and to see how things are going on. Before it was difficult. So it is important to keep in contact. And also to contact family members, friends, resources in case of emergency and vice versa. We are old. Anything can happen to us, anytime, anywhere. So we need something to connect with our family members so that they will know where we are. And vice versa, they too can contact us in case of anything happens with them. And they are concerned where we are. Sometimes we go wandering around without their knowledge, and after that we don't know how to find our way home. That's common. Today, I cannot park my car in any supermarket or in all these malls. I park my car in the supermarket, I cannot find my car after that when I come out. I make sure that when I go in, look, this is a landmark, this shop, and so on. So I go into the supermarket, the mall, I walk around and around enjoying all the beautiful things, and after that I cannot find that landmark. I don't know where to come out with. And I have lost my way finding my cars. I'm sure you also have the same experience. Don't need to go to the supermarket. One day I was invited to the Equatorial, Penang, just for a wedding dinner. And only about three floors. So I found my car there. After dinner, I couldn't find my car. Up, down, up, down, up, down, I couldn't find my car. Until finally I had to resort to the security officer. I said, please, I cannot find my car. The security officer was very kind. He said, jump on my motorbike. So he piloted me and he went down from floor to floor, searching for my bike, for my car. And so it is like this. So if we have, and by the way, I did not have a phone then. If I had a phone then, not a phone, a remote control car. I did not have an automatic car. Alright? Otherwise I could use a remote control and then flash it and find where the car will flash. Well, that's that. So basically it's good to have a phone. And by the way, in case some of you might not know, that because like my sister-in-law, she is staying all alone by herself in the house, all alone. And anything, she's quite afraid actually sometimes at night and so on, in case anything happens or somebody wants to come to the house. So she usually takes her phone up to bed with her. That's to ensure that anything happens, she will always be able to contact. And perhaps for the senior citizens who may not know, your car remote control is a useful thing to have. Your car remote control, take it to bed with you. And if anything happens, you just press the alarm and they should frighten away the thieves. So there's a hint that you would like to consider if you are staying alone on your own. So that's technology. Make it work for you. So the second one is of course the basic computer. Alright? As a tool for writing. Now, never mind if you cannot type. Up to today, I still use one finger to type. But I tell you, over the years, my one finger is as fast as your five fingers or 10 fingers. Because I can type about 20 words a minute or even more. So it's not that bad. Of course, with the assistance of a second finger, sometimes. See, one finger mostly, but sometimes the second finger helps. And I can go on to 20 words per minute. Now, this is what we need to do. It's a good tool for writing. I'll explain more about that later on, how it helps me to keep in touch with family and friends. How, again, I shall take touch on it when I talk of how I use computer technology to fulfill up one's time profitably, exercising the body. How can you be exercising your body when you sit down there? No, it's a good practice. Those of you who use computer, that perhaps after 20 minutes to half an hour, you should get up, stretch your back, stretch your shoulder, turn your head, stretch your fingers, which normally you will not do. You will just sit down, lie down on the couch, and then put, you know, like a potato, sit down there and watch TV, and you won't do exercise anymore. But this should be good, because it will discipline you to take away from your one position and do some exercise, body exercise. So it also extends the mind, because you can learn a lot of things from the internet, and it's entertaining the soul. Some of you would like to listen to hymns and so on. There are a lot of Christian sites with very good hymns. Alright? I do not know these sites because I don't go for them. I'm not specially fond of all these songs. I'm not musically minded. Okay? And enriching the spirit. There are a lot of sermons there. Beautiful sermons by famous preachers. So, you can... It's a good development for body, soul and spirit in all your faculties. But be mindful that it can bring about reverse results. For example, computer at the computer for too long, you are going to get repeated syndrome. Your fingers will get stuck and so on. You will get a problem. Or mind, you also have the opportunity to go into bad sites, pornographic sites. Don't do that. Alright? Then your soul, you can also listen to bad music. And that is that is bad for your soul. And also your spirit, you can listen to sermons that are based on false doctrines and so on. So you have to be careful. The reverse results will happen also. So be careful of that. So, now let me very quickly go over what computer technology can do for me. Like personally, in enhancing family relationships. You see, years ago, when my children went overseas, we had a difficult time to communicate with one another. And sometimes we would not hear from one another until minimum 2 weeks. One letter, 1 week to Australia, or another letter to America, and then after that they would take the time to reply. At least 2 weeks for us to communicate once. And phone, don't dream of it, too expensive. And so it was difficult. But now, with computer technology, emailing is very simple. Now, I've got a family. This is my family. My grandchildren and children all are there. Alright? I have got 3 children and 5 grandchildren. Now, we communicate with one another. You can use the web camera, and you can see one another, as I explained earlier. And now, the wonderful part is, I can start now to communicate with my grandchildren. I write to my grandchildren and my grandchildren write to me. So this is something that is a joy, a joy. So perhaps those of you who feel a bit left out and alone, this is some the opportunity for you to revive that connecting line between yourself, your children and your grandchildren. It's so important to keep the family together. Alright? And by the way, this photograph is part of a wall in my house. I call it the baby's wall because all the babies are there. The big photo there is the photo of my daughter. All right, that photo is already over 40 years old. Those are my children and my grandchildren. Okay. Now, in enlarging social circle of friends and to keep them updated and share experiences. Now, it's through this that we talk about friendship. Friends that we have not seen, we come reconnected again. Today there are so many social groups that exist in internet. You can join any of these groups. In fact, yesterday I was invited by somebody in the health group to be a friend. In other words, to join that group so that all can share in the health problems mutually experienced by people. You have many, many, many groups of various times. So you can join these groups, and then in that way you can share experiences and learn from them as you share also your experiences that they can learn from you. In entertaining oneself, well, there are a lot of movies and a lot of songs and so on. Now, of course, in my case, I never use them because I have no time. I have no time for all these movies. I have no time for all these games. As I say, make technology work for yourself, get yourself personally. Don't do what others do. What it can benefit you, use it. What it cannot benefit you, don't. So I have no time for all these. I'm not saying that they are no good, but I have no time. I have got so much time involved in the preparation of my ministry for the Lord, I have no time. In enabling oneself to keep up with CT, well, again, I keep up with technology through reading, through finding out from newspapers, for example, The Star, every Tuesday and Thursday, the in-text supplement, I find very useful. I learn a lot from there. As I told you before, my knowledge of technology is all through reading, self-taught. No one ever taught me. Well, it is through this that you can learn yourself. And learning oneself to keep up with CT so that you know what are the hard tools, the hardware that you can use to, and also software that you can use. And there is a lot in the internet free of charge for you to use. But make technology work for you and not for you to be a slave to technology. You know, some people, they want the latest cell phone, they want the latest laptop and so on. My laptop, I bought it about 1-2 years ago, it is now out of date. But so long as I can still use it, I do not bother. But today they want it, the cover to be in special color, and it has got special facilities and so on, which I don't use. So what's the point? So go in for the basic things that you can use and finish with it. So in what way does CT work for me? Another one, educating myself, internet surfing. By going to internet, and here's an opportunity that you can educate yourself, because there are so many things. My wife is good there at that place, because I have not the time to surf, but my wife can spend some time, and she has some problems with her eyes, with her legs, and she goes into the internet to find out more about those things which people have recommended that can be remedies to her ailments. And she finds out about them. And that's what you can do also, because sometimes through the internet you can get authoritative sources that can help you rather than listening to what people say. And again, through the internet, those people who have gone through those treatments, they express their viewpoints. And so you have a review of what is going on. And through this, you learn whether certain thing that has been recommended to you is useful or not. Reading the news. I was telling Mr. Ang this morning, as he looked at The Star, I said, you look at The Star, a lot of things are not written there. I don't trust The Star very much. Where's The Times? I don't read it. But there are three news media today that you need to be conscious of. One is the main news media. There is The Star, The Times, and all the newspapers that you read today. Then there is also the alternative news. This is known as alternative news. And this is where Barisan fell in that 2008, because they did not take into consideration the alternative news. The main news media praised them. The main news media propagated all the things that they were doing, and they lived under an illusion that everything was well. But alternatively, the news media came out at the back, and the youths, they knew what was going on, and that's how a tsunami came upon the politics in Malaysia. The alternative news is something. And then of course there is the social news. The social news will refer to blogging will refer to the news groups that are going on, like in the Facebook. Today, you know what's happening? Even, for example, last time, during the time when the Perak Assembly had a lot of problems, through Twitter, you can get the news immediately. What was going on in the assembly hall? Through the Twitter, you could get, oh, so-and-so spoke this, so-and-so did this, so-and-so was reprimanded for this and so on. Very quickly, the news will come. And this is how we get updated. So reading the news is a good thing if you know computer technology. Otherwise, you'll miss a lot. Running abreast with modern developments, what is going on in the market today, the latest discoveries and findings of various fields. Researching for solutions, for finding answers to your problems that you have. You can just type one word into the search engine, and that search engine will give you alternative sites, various sites, in order to go into the site for you to read up, to find out more. Easing up domestic responsibilities. Now today, when I'm here in Kuala Lumpur, those people whom I met kept on asking me, how is traffic in Penang? How is traffic in Penang? Is it worse than KL? Better than KL? Well, apparently they want the answer, worse than KL. But it is quite true. For those who do not know the way around, it's worse than KL. Because of the one-way streets, because of the motorcyclists there, which you don't encounter here. The motorcyclists are the kings of the road. And I'm one of the motorcyclists going around. But I don't go into all these dangerous areas and performing the mud-remake tricks and so on. No, too old for that. But, you see, if I know internet, it eases a lot of my domestic responsibilities. I want to pay bills, my utility bills, key in, pip, give my credit card number, and done. I want to send money, transfer money to my children, or my children, transfer money to me, pop, I got it. All through e-banking. Income tax is paid by e-banking. So if you know computer, it's so easy. You don't have to waste time at the bank, you don't have to counter the traffic on the road, and you just don't have to wait for queues. And worse still, the parking fee. Every time you queue up, then you do not know whether your parking time is up or not. And there you are in line, and your turn is just 5 more, but the parking time is already nearly over. Should I go and put more money into the parking machine, or should I just carry on and wait? And so, you are in dilemma. You go out, you lose your queue, start all over again. But if you can do this all in the internet, it's so easy. So very, very easy. Okay? Through e-banking, e-shopping, e-payment of taxes, utility bills, and so on. That's what it can do for you in easing up your domestic responsibilities. Now, when I use the word professionally, I'm talking about my ministry for the Lord's work. How do I use computer technology to help me do the work of the Lord? Of course, mainly in sermon preparation and Bible studies, because that is my ministry, preparing a lot of sermons and studies and so on, not even this one. Alright, firstly, writing out the draft, writing out. Now, years ago, before I knew computer technology, my wife was my secretary. I would prepare my sermon outlines, and I would give my wife. And my wife would type, she's a stenographer before, see? So she would type, and then the product was very good, very beautiful. Then some new thoughts came to my mind. Hey, I need to add one more word into that line. Hey, I need to take out that one word. And to tell her, please, type all over again, because that one word, you don't have the heart to do it. But now, please, don't come and touch me with regard to the outline that I prepare. I do it myself. You don't do it. Because it's so easy now. You write, it saves paper. I don't have to write on pieces and pieces of paper. If it says ink, it saves time. What I do is I just move one word to another, and even with a sermon that I prepared, I want to use it again for another group, I just change the name and so on, and then presto, I finish my outline already. So it is great help, great help. In researching and reading up on the topic and referring to authoritative sources. Now, this was what I did years ago. I had all my commentaries on my long table, all open up, and I will read through one reference book, the second commentary, third commentary. By the time I finish with the third commentary on the topic that I wanted to speak upon, I would have forgotten what I read in the first book, and so on, and so down the list. And it was very difficult work. I have to have my dictionary there, I have got to have my concordance there, I have to have my Bible there. Oh, so difficult. But today, my concordance, my Bible commentary, my book, all on screen. I just have to press one button and all are displayed on the screen. Everything there. I don't have to turn to any places. You see, when I knew nothing about computer technology, those who came to visit me and who knew about computer, I always had this question to ask. See, in my home, I have a library of books. Library of books. Like that. So I was thinking, you know, how to refer to all these books when I want to find a subject? If only I could have an index of all the topics in all the books, that would be so easy. So everyone who came to see me, I said, can you come up with an index and so on? Of course, at that time I knew nothing about computer technology. I thought anything could be done. So when you want to refer to commentaries like this, you cannot. But now, I can just, all these commentaries are in my computer. So what I want is, I want five commentaries. I call out these five commentaries. And then I want to refer to Matthew 3:18 for a text to find out what it means. So I press Matthew 3:18. And the moment I press Matthew 3:18, all the five books that are in front of me all turn to Matthew 3:18 at the same time. I don't have to turn to the various. And so on. And I can highlight on the notes, and I can play around. I can write notes and so on. So it saves a lot of my work. It saves a lot of my time. And anything that I want, I do not have to copy all over again in writing. I just select the whole thing, the whole passage, copy, paste onto my notes. I have what I have already. So easy and so fast. So you see, now let's go back. So in researching and reading up on the topic, referring to authority sources, the commentaries and so on, in revising the draft, the use of good word processor. So after you have written the draft, then you start to revise and you refer to various commentaries and so on. And refining the draft, so the ready references, like the commentaries, like this one and another one. Alright, here are some more of these commentaries that I use. This is only part of it. I've got other cupboards. And one thing about computer technology is when I have all these books in my computer, then today I don't go to Evangel to buy books anymore. Why? Well, I don't have enough cupboards in my house to contain the books. And if I have enough cupboards also, my wife will not allow me because they will fill up the space and there's no place to walk. So the best is get books, put them to the computer, and every time I go, everywhere I go, I have the books in front of me. You know what? Yesterday evening, I came to KL from Penang. I should recommend it to you. I was traveling by Aeroline bus. The first thing I did was I went to the bottom part, the lounge. And there, I took up my laptop, fixed it to the plug, and there I have everything. I finished my sermon outline for next Sunday while traveling here. Doing all my work there. So easy. Otherwise, I would have to wait until I go home. See, because I have not much time left. And when I go home, so I need to prepare for the next Sunday when I will be preaching again. So I have got to seize every minute. And my traveling time was very fast.
and I had prepared a message, a draft, at least a draft. So in reviewing how to present the message, normally I give out notes. I don't use PowerPoint like this, but this one I have to use because I want to get your attention. I give out notes only. Now, so I have got to decide. Now, by the way, for your information, I think this is about my fifth time only using the PowerPoint, because in the past I don't quite believe in PowerPoint. The fifth time. And this is my fifth preparation. Who taught me? Nobody. It's trial and error. Trial and error, trial and error. And this is the product of my PowerPoint. And I think I'm proud to say that I'm quite happy with it. And whether you are or you are not, I'm not sure. But I'm quite proud with it that I have come up with this product to attract you on a PowerPoint. And this one I learned on my own through reading, because anything you don't know, you just go to the button, help, and then you can get everything that you want. Okay? Okay. So, how do I use CT in the Lord's service? Well, in contacting members simultaneously, I must hurry now because time is short. I go through quickly. Now, using computer technology, by emailing, I contact members all at one time. I can list out all, for example, I send my newsletter, okay? My newsletter out to my various prayer partners. And I have got a list of them, over 100, 200 of them. I just press one button, all the prayer partners receive their newsletters already. And these are the people who do not have computers. I've got to post. And this time I'm going to think twice before I post to them. July, 30 cents will go to 70 cents postage. It's fantastic. So I've got to think twice before I send you by post. Alright? So it saves money. So in contacting members simultaneously. And then in communicating with members of the committee and so on, if you want to send minutes of your meeting and so on, counseling believers with problems, believers have problems, they email me, and this is one thing that, one ministry that I'm most afraid of, because the mail is very short. Mr. Ang, how would you explain this and this and this and this and this? One sentence. And I've got to take 3 or 4 pages to reply to that. Oh, I'm very afraid of that. But still, it's a ministry unto the Lord. In congratulating relatives and friends, part of my ministry is to send birthday greetings, anniversary greetings to all those servants of the Lord, old friends, so that we'll assure them that we are praying for them on this very special day. Today, for example, now all of you are supporting the work in Song. Am I not right? I'm talking SS. Right. I see some people nodding their heads. Now today, at Song, is the Lord's servant, Annie Koo, serving there. Now, Annie Koo, today is her birthday. Today is her birthday. And so, I know today I cannot get hold of internet because I'm over here. So yesterday, I sent her a meal and also a gift. And I SMS her, please check your email. And today, I received back an SMS. She said she had replied to my email, but she gave me an SMS as well because I cannot have access to email. And she said, Mr. Ang, thank you very much for remembering my birthday. You are the first to do so. Now, this is something that, you know, brings joy to the Lord's servants. To the Lord's servants. And this is something that, you know, when you send a person out, remember that person. Don't just leave her or leave him alone. Remember them. So this is what you can do. Greetings, when they are in sickness, when they are facing problems, greet them. Contributing helps to other Christians, helping them in their Christian life and so on. And this is what I do also, part of my ministry. Channeling gifts. Now, I am the advisor for the mission night in our assembly every 2 months. And for the mission night, the people would give gifts to missionaries. And when they give gifts to missionaries, I would then send them over. And today, it's easy for me. Last time, I had got to go to the bank, I got to change the currency, and then I got to buy bank drafts and then to send the money over. Today, I get their bank account numbers. So once I get their bank account numbers, and if they have accounts in Malaysia, I just send the money straight to them. And it saves me a lot of work and faster also. So this is what I do in my ministry as well, in computing the gospel to others, and of course when people want to know more about the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then finally, there is the using computer technology in my website. Now I've got a website. Now how did it come about? It came about a few years ago, about 4 or 5 years ago, when one of my Bible class students came to me and said, "Look, Mr. Ang," he was from the States, "we have lost a lot of the depth of Bible study that you had competed to us when we were with you at your Bible class. We want to learn more, but now over in our churches over there, the ministry is so superficial, we hardly learn anything. Can you do something about it? What about recording your sermons and your studies on the net so that they are available?" And so that's how my website came along. And he would be responsible for my website, and he would compile everything there and send out any material that would be there. And so today I have a website now, and that website actually is managed in the States. And so I send my material to the States, and the brother very graciously, very kindly put it up on the website. Now if you look at the website, if you visit the website, the URL is at the bottom of your notes. You come across the home page, and the first page you get a biography and the schedule. The schedule will have to do with my timetable. Okay, I'll explain about it later on. And then on the right hand side of that home page, you will have subscribed to Berita Bethel. In other words, if you want my newsletter, then you go into it, subscribe, and then every time it comes out, it will go to you. It goes to my prayer partners all over the world. Then you have the contact. If in case you have problems, you can contact me, but through my webmaster. And you will see this photograph on the website. Now what you do is, you will see the URL at the bottom of the page. Welcome to www.beritabethel.com. Now, Berita of course is news. Bethel is the name of my house, that's why I call Berita Bethel, and Ang of course is my name. So you click on it, and then it will take you to page 2, and on page 2, you'll find a menu like this. And that's where you find all the things that you want to find. This will take you to the home page, the first page. 2010-2011 schedule, that will be my roster, my speaker's roster. And that's how Mr. Ang will be able to get when with the dates I will be free to come and visit and speak at certain places. Now, my 2010 slots are almost full already. So, no hope of finding more slots in 2010. 2011, already 50% full. So, as Mr. Ang had said, you would have to book 1 year ahead. Then you have the Sunday ruminations. The Sunday ruminations. What are Sunday ruminations? I will speak more about that tomorrow when I speak at the Lord's Supper. Now, this is a devotional. Every Sunday morning, preparing the people for the Lord's Supper. Now, you come across daily devotions every day. Springs in the desert, and daily bread and so on. That is for every day. But this one is special preparation for you to come to the Lord's Supper, all prepared to remember the Lord in His death, burial and resurrection. So no matter what you see there, you will be able to prepare yourself to meditate upon the Lord. So every Sunday it will appear. Then of course you have the Berita Bethel, that will be my newsletter. All the past newsletters are there. Then under the theme of Break Thou the Bread of Life to Me are sermon outlines. First you have the loaves and fishes. These thematic titles are taken from the feeding of the 5,000. loaves and fishes, that would be the 5 loaves and 2 fishes, that will refer to 7 outlines that I give, like yours. Now, this one is already on the website. Already on the website. But not this one that you hold. It's complete outline. The complete outline of 3 to 4 pages are already on the website. So if you want to develop further, study further, all are there. The fragments only refer to just 4 or 5 outlines. Then fill full will be messages, papers that I write out in full, given at conference and so on. Then you have audio messages. For example, what you are listening to me today, Tuesday, next week, go to my website, you can listen to me all over again. Everything that I have said here, you can hear all over again by just pressing one button in my website. So everything that I say now is recorded up there. Alright? That's for audio messages. Assembly history and archives. That one will be for your assembly history. Some of you do not know how our assembly started, first started. Alright? The assembly papers are all there, especially for Penang. Alright, this is what page 2 looks like. What page 2 looks like. Rumination, for example, this was copied 2 weeks ago, before I came. Today, this page has changed quite a lot. For example, today's notes on technology and elderly will be up there already. It's already up there. Alright? Unfortunately, I cannot go into internet to show you. It's up there. And this PowerPoint presentation, this one, is already up there. The message that you hear from me will be up there. You see this? Press my laser control. You see this sign there, this icon there? This icon is a sign to show you that there is a recorded message there. So if you press on this button, it will be downloaded. And you can hear what I say today. All that. So for the technology and the elderly, which should be found in Loaves and Fishes. Alright, this one won't be new, but the technology and the elders and the elderly will be new, and then it will be for SS Christian Fellowship, Senior Citizen Christian Fellowship, and soon you will find this audio sign there. Alright, the audio sign there. And then you press it, you can listen to the message. So, from this website, you can get a full outline of the notes. From this website, you can get the PowerPoint presentation of this, of what you see. It's already there, these two. And then what you hear will also be up on Tuesday. Okay, so that's for you. And for those of you who are interested in ruminations, alright, ruminations, this also can be sent to you by email attachment. For those of you who are not computer savvy and would not want to go into internet, well, but you can use email, then you let me know my name, your name, you register, and then this rumination will be sent to you every Thursday or Friday to prepare you for Sunday, the Lord's Supper. Now, this rumination is in 2 parts. One is the rumination itself, and the second part is a practical ministry which says reflections for the week, challenging you to how you should live your Christian life for the week. Week by week, it will be updated. And this, as you can see, is 269. So tomorrow's rumination is already up there. 270 is already up there. Alright, so if you're interested, you go in and you see. Alright, with this, I'm going to end. So last word on technology from me to you. It fosters greater independence. You don't have to depend a lot on people. You can do things for your own. It forges greater alertness to the mind and enhances the memory. And this will help us, especially we elderly people. It takes you forward, keeps you abreast with current issues and developments so that you know what's going on. And lastly, it makes you feel relevant and contemporary, and you will not feel like a dinosaur in front of your children and grandchildren. So make technology work for you. Do not be a slave to it and go for technology all the time. So those are interested, my contacts are, well, email address, that will be Ang Kim, ang_kim@streamage.com, or you can contact me at beritabattleang@gmail.com, or you can go to my website, www.berita-battle-ang.com, and you can contact me in any way. Thank you very much for your gracious listening, and I do trust that it has been of help to you. Now, I'm not sure whether there is time for questioning. It's already